From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting as Donald Trump prepares for his first visit to the White House Thursday as president-elect. Thousands of people are protesting his victory with marches in several large cities Wednesday night.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay!
Go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away!
Many of the protesters say they are upset because of statements Trump made during his presidential campaign. No one from the Trump staff has commented on the protest, but losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has told voters they owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
Trump will meet with President Barack Obama Thursday to begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January the 20th. Obama said he is rooting for Trump's success and has ordered the White House team to work hard as they can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Despite winning the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As voting counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results tallied by the Associated Press. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Many world leaders congratulated Trump Wednesday, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You are a great friend of Israel. Over the years, you've expressed your support consistently, and I deeply appreciate it. I look forward to working with you to advance security, prosperity, and peace.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting in Italy in May. Mexico's president also plans to meet with Trump. The Mexican government says it is ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for a new border wall. Haiti has launched a massive cholera vaccination program in parts of the country that was devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The campaign is expected to be the world's largest, targeting 820,000 people. Haiti has battled a cholera outbreak since 2010, when the bacteria was imported into the country by a contingent of United Nations peacekeepers. Ghana's Electoral Commission has qualified 7 presidential candidates for the national election on December the 7th. The successful candidates, 6 representing political parties and 1 independent, took part in a drawing late Wednesday in the capital, Accra, to determine their positions on the ballot. Despite some complaints about alleged bias by the Electoral Commission, a spokesman says everything is on course for next month's election. Pakistan officials said on Wednesday that an Afghan woman known for her famous National Geographic magazine cover was deported to her native country with her 4 children. The green-eyed Afghan girl, Shabat Gula, who became a symbol of her country's war because of a 1985 cover on the magazine, was found guilty on charges of using fraudulent identity papers. For many years, Gula was an unnamed figure that was immortalized after her photo was featured on National Geographic and became the symbol of Afghanistan's suffering during the 1980s Soviet occupation and the U.S.-backed Mujahideen insurgency against it. U.S. military officials say 2 Marine fighter jets on a training mission collided over the Pacific Ocean near San Diego Wednesday. One pilot was able to land nearby, the other ejected safely. Both are said to be in stable condition. The cause of the collision is under investigation. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.